What up, KSD Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is another edition of this Kansas State Athletics Podcast, all things K-State sports, Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. Eddie Greer, they're here for another edition of this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Again, if it's your first time listening to this podcast, once again, thank you again for hanging in throughout the 2025 season. Yeah, we are fastly approaching the end of the month already. Halloween going to be here before you all know it. So, and also, and Lord willing, 2026 is going to be here right on our doorstep here pretty soon as we come to you once again early from Kansas City, Missouri. Getting right on into it here, women's golf, K-State women's golf. We cover all things K-State sports, by the way. We just don't talk about football and men's basketball. Of course, we leave that to the other experts out there in Manhattan as well, or some in Kansas City, Missouri, just like John Kurtz. And anyways, yeah, so, but we will have football back on the podcast, obviously, with K-State and KU coming up 11 a.m. in Lawrence, going down, folks. We'll see what happens. And obviously, we'll have more of a preview. Well, we've been talking KU throughout the last week, so it won't be much of a preview. It'll just be a little reminder, some nuggets for you. Obviously, women's volleyball team as well, taking on KU on Friday night. So this is going to be a big Dillon Sunflower Showdown game matches with the volleyball team, and you got to turn around and right back up in the next morning, Lawrence, KU, Kansas State. What's going down, baby? What's going down right now currently? The K-State women's golf team having a lead in Manhattan, Kansas. Colbert Hills, the Powercat Invitational right now. After day one, leading and looking to protect home field, literally, just like the men's golf team did earlier this fall semester there. No, we'll just go into the individuals here real fast. Noah Van Beek and Nanami Nakashima, top of the leaderboards right now. And this is a So, K-State right now, the ladies team right now, head coach Stu Burke. Let's remind everybody else again. K-State, Stu Burke is the head coach of the women's golf team. For those that are not aware of that, obviously, with the attention span on football, and here coming up soon, men's and women's basketball, right? A 20-shot lead, 8 over par, obviously, here, and then looks like a 16, it is a 16-team field, so K-State ladies holding a, I don't like saying comfortable, a pretty dominating lead right now heading into today's day two. And I think it's the final day of this tournament down there as well. The Wildcats, Lady Wildcats, first round score. Actually, they had two, I believe, here. Let me see here. Yeah, two rounds it got in. So I should be used to that because these days, at least these invitationals, they play round one and round two on day one. And then, of course, they play the final round on this day. Some tournaments play save it for each individual days, but here in this case here for the Powercat Invitational for the K-State women's golf team at home against this, the rest of the 15 team field, 20 shot lead. And day one, of course, round one, they shot 4 under par, 284, and they were 12 over in the second round there as well. K-State was the only team to shoot under par in the first round there. And we've been dealing with, talk about this wind here in Kansas City, Missouri. Woo! We all know, including myself here, that it is hella windy in Manhattan, Kansas right now, open field. And that's kind of one of the things I'm kind of trying to keep, not trying to worry about. Obviously, with my race coming up here in shy over 2.5 weeks there. So, well, not in Manhattan anyways, but open field and everything else like that. Ooh, so you got to try not to worry about it. You just got to go out and deal with it. Best you can, right? Because we're getting, or at least over here, a huge windy Gus, when Gus around here. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. After the first couple rounds of the Pocket Invitational with the K-State women's golf team, K-State ladies 20-shot lead. going into the final day of the Pocket Invitational, Eddie Greer for this latest edition, post this recap or postcast, however you want to say it, the Purple Project Podcast. Quote, today was a battle. The ladies hung in there and closed out the second round well. This is from head coach Steve Wirt. Quote, we have to get off to a better start in tomorrow's third round than we did this afternoon. It is great to see Nanami and Noah out front. It's a chance for them to go ahead to head to try to close out their first collegiate wins. Tomorrow will need to be a total team effort, and we will need to stick to the plan to close out the fall on a high note, end quote. So, opportunity for Noah Van Beek's been in this program, obviously, for all, and including this year, obviously, Noah Van Beek, the lone senior on this roster, and I've talked about this roster all semester long on the Pro Boxer Podcast, all things K-State sports, that, you know, only senior, but ever since we started this podcast, she has been on this team, and no matter the NIL and transfer portal and whatnot, she has been the mainstay there. And again, I probably put her in that category as well with the rest of the K-State legend of legends. that was alliteration I didn't plan on saying, but that have been committed to K-State to this program, and it will be sweet if she can get the win. And I'm not rooting for it. Obviously, we're homer on this podcast, obviously, because Eddie Greer went to K-State, graduated from K-State. Well, would love to see her get the win, obviously, here, but wouldn't it be shameful to see Nanami get a win? How about that? The young sophomore get a win as well, so it'll be a battle. But again, Coach Works has said, you know, he didn't sound too pleased with the second round there, and you don't want to blow a huge lead. You want to take control. You want to protect home field, and that's what this ladies team is doing. Currently heading into the last round, the final round of the Pocket Invitational. Yeah, it's been hella windy, so we'll see. And it's a little bit more windy today than it is, so we'll see what happens there as well. It can get miserable out there. But anyways, Van Beek, 300 par through 34 holes there. And again, Tuesday morning, she went 100 par in the first round, and then she went 2 under in the second round there as well. She's going to look to close out the fall season and with another top 10 performance and maybe a win. One of them got to come with a win. You got to come with a win, baby. There as well. So sounds like this is the final invitational for the K-State ladies golf team here. As yeah, it's about that time. It feels like it's winter already, baby, here in K-City, Missouri. So, it's only gonna get colder from here on because, yeah, you're not gonna get fall temps in the Midwest. It's just that what it is, because you get like long summer, and then late around this time, October, early November, you get them winter weather wise. Anyways, but Nakashima, I was right there with Van Beek, the top of the leaderboard right now. 3 under in the first round, par 69, and then 4 under. Let me see here. Yeah, she went 4 under, looks like, through the first 14 holes as well. And then total 5 birdies and 2 bogeys on the back nine. That was what's on the back nine. Kelsey Chen, tied for six over par with a pair of 2 under rounds there. Two under par 70, 8 over par 80. She had 5 birdies in that stretch as well. Akeen Vistapata won, the freshman. Oh, we're getting better here on this podcast. We're getting better. Let's see. She was 9 over par and then 3 over par, 75. And then she is tied for 16th place there as well. Julia Berlioz del Barrio in Staley Fields. This combination competing in individuals, Barrio, it looks like, is 28th, it looks like. And then I want to say, no, hold on. They're both tied for 28th there. 13 over par. You know, I'm about to say, when these, between the men's golf team and the women's golf team, when the individuals that we see, that we've talked about, it's a good 80% possibility that those individuals are tied. So, again, yeah, Barrio and Fields locked up, 28th place, 13 over par. And Lincoln Navarro, 39th place right now, 15 over par. And here later on, well, not here, but back in Manhattan, Kansas, play will start at 8:15. And I'll probably get this up probably a little after that somewhere. So that's where we are at right now with the KC Ladies Golf Team heading into the final round of the Powercat Invitational. And more than likely, 100%, last, look, I did not look over the, well, I think we mentioned it somewhere late in the summertime about the KC Women's Golf schedule, but you could, like I said, like at this point of the year, everything just mashes together. So, but the last tournament for the KC Women's Golf Team before they kind of take a break here for the rest of the fall semester, obviously, because golf, you know, you need a little bit more fall, quote unquote, fall temps, morning, getting these winter temps right now. In the morning, but they're gonna have to deal with it here to start off a little bit the first hour, and then we'll see from there. But K-State Ladies looking to close it out on a high note on the team side and on the individual leaderboard. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your podcast. Podbean app. Download the Podbean app right now. Fresh content on Podbean. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-D-I-D, Process Podcast. Once again, that is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-D-I-D, Process Podcast. For more coverage of K-State Wildcats over there. Two, we have recent episodes up now. Two episodes in the last 2 weeks. Man, woo, we're on a roll right now. Right now, literally, despite what's been happening outside of the podcast, outside of work and running and getting ready for EG3's A race here in a couple weeks out there in the state of Kansas. But yeah, make sure you tap into that there as well. If you hear, man, we got some fire trucks rolling out here right now, so I apologize right now. But anyways, but you can tell a K-State fan about the podcast. And then, of course, if you want to, please, four or five star rating. That will help out the podcast out and help other K-State fans around across the Midwest find out about this other K-State podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Women's Golf Edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.